Welcome to Mastering Midlife with Heidi. I'm Heidi, certified hypnotist and mindset coach, and in this podcast, I'm breaking down my secret code for midlife success. Are you trying to overcome people-pleasing behaviors, navigating divorce, living in debilitating self-doubt, or something else keeping you stuck? You're in the right place. I know that you're ready to get to the next level of your life feeling happy and fulfilled, so let's get started. Hey there. Welcome to this episode of Mastering Midlife with Heidi. I received a review from a listener that said, "Heidi gets me. Every time I listen to the episodes, I feel like she's speaking directly to me. She understands so many of my struggles, fears, and desires because she once faced them too. Heidi's advice is so helpful and practical and has helped me make positive changes in my life. Thank you." You're welcome, Daylight Fading. Thank you for taking the time to write a review. I really appreciate it. I get this same type of comment a lot. "I feel like you get me. I feel like you're in my head." I've been told, "I think you're my twin." A recent client who had read some of my blog posts said, "You're going to get me, and that's a great feeling," she said. That was one of the main reasons she reached out to me and signed up for one-on-one coaching. So if you've struggled with putting yourself first in your life and all the guilt that comes along with it when you do, if you tend to try to make everything perfect and everyone happy and keep the peace and morph yourself to fit in, then I do get you because I lived most of my life that way. I was always pleasing others and ignoring myself. I started this podcast last year as a way to find my voice, share my stories and experiences and how I transformed them, and to help you change the things in your life that no longer serve you either. If you find value and feel like I get you, then I'd love for you to help me reach more people by sharing this or other episodes with any of your friends or family who can relate. Now, on with the show. Have you ever tried to push yourself into action, sometimes by beating yourself up or putting yourself down in the process? Can you recall a time when you stood at the fridge, desperately trying to resist that forbidden temptation, only to give in while silently promising yourself you'll start eating better tomorrow? Have you ever put off setting a boundary or speaking up, convincing yourself that you'll handle it the next time it happens? Do you hit the snooze button in the morning and promise yourself you'll work out later in the day, only to find that later never comes? If so, stay tuned. This is what we're talking about in today's episode. Did you know procrastination has nothing to do with avoiding those kinds of behaviors? I discovered the secret to what causes me to procrastinate, and it had nothing to do with avoiding any kind of behaviors. It was quite a revelation what I discovered, and I'm surprised it didn't click with me sooner. But here it is in this episode. If you're like me, you think procrastination is simply avoiding things we don't like. Why do today what can be done tomorrow type of thing, right? But it can also involve delaying things we actually enjoy, such as planning a vacation, starting a new hobby, or for me, jumping on my new rebounder trampoline or creating a podcast episode. But procrastination is so much deeper than simply putting things off. Here's a secret about me. I struggle with procrastination. I remember struggling with it for most of my life. And in thinking and prepping for this episode over the last couple of weeks, it's like procrastination has been my shadow. I decided a few weeks ago that I would start creating episodes in a new way going forward. And in doing so, because I'm creating something new, I've been procrastinating more than usual. But that definitely gives me a fresh first-hand perspective of all the procrastination in my life on a daily basis and gives me ammunition for this episode. Part of me said, "I can't reveal my struggle with procrastination on the podcast because what will listeners think? They'll think I don't have my crap together." And guess what? I don't. I don't have it all figured out. But I know I would rather hear from someone about how they don't have everything figured out and that they're living it than someone who is pretending they have it all figured out and want me to believe they do. I would rather learn alongside someone who is willing to be vulnerable and share the truth about what they're going through and what they're learning, and I'm assuming that's what you'd prefer too. So here I am, sharing vulnerably about procrastination in my life. I'm hoping this is the episode that will be the shift you've been searching for to end your procrastination story once and for all. Ready? Let's dive in. Are you saying, Heidi, this is me, I procrastinate, what do I do? Here are three things I want you to know if you procrastinate. Procrastination does not mean that you're lazy or that you lack self-control. Number two, procrastination is not from a lack of priorities. I've been told both of these things, that I'm lazy or that I lack priorities. And that led me to write out my tasks and start prioritizing my day, get a calendar, start writing out everything in the calendar, prioritizing what comes first, right? I got the Commit to Three app to try and help me. But I tried all these things and they didn't help. Maybe they did for a short period of time, but that's because, and this is the third thing, procrastination is a habit. This habit is deep in your unconscious. It's like when you get into your car, you automatically put on your seatbelt. You don't even think about it. Procrastination is the same way. It's automatic. It just happens. And then when it does happen and we recognize that it's happening, that we're procrastinating, we start to beat ourselves up because we're not getting done the things we want to get done. That beating ourselves up just further solidifies that groove that's in our subconscious. And it becomes a repetitive cycle, the process of beating myself up because I procrastinate, which makes me just procrastinate more. Again, it's so automatic. It's such a habit, deeply ingrained, that you don't even realize you're doing it. Next, I'm going to tell you what became really, really clear to me about procrastination in the last couple of weeks. But before I do that, let's take a short 60-second break for a word from our sponsors. Oh, wait, that's me. Do you feel like you've lived your whole life for others and now you don't know the real you? Does it seem like your wants and needs don't matter, like you're not important? If you're saying yes, I hear you, I see you, and I've created something just for you. It's called Me First, and it's a community where you'll learn to prioritize your needs and desires, gain confidence and a strong sense of who you are, say no without guilt, and create a life that feels good in your heart without concern of judgment from others. As a member of the Me First community, you'll be among like-minded women all on a journey of self-discovery, and you'll find understanding, friendship, and unwavering support. You'll have guidance through expert-led discussions, guest speakers, and personal coaching. Plus, you'll build a toolkit of resources to help you conquer people-pleasing, critical self-talk, shame, resentment, and more, so that you have the freedom to prioritize yourself and live life by your parameters. Join the Me First community at a 20% discount by using coupon code PODCAST20 at checkout. The program link is in the episode description. It's time to prioritize yourself and truly believe that you are important too. Now back to the episode. Welcome back. The thing about procrastination that became really clear for me over the last few weeks is that procrastination is all about our emotions and feelings. It's not about avoiding the task, because we actually avoid tasks that we enjoy, like planning a vacation, right? Planning for maybe a remodel of our house. We can avoid those things. So it's not about the task itself that's yucky. It's the emotions and the feelings that come along with thinking about the task. And those are typically emotions of, I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy of doing this. What are they going to think of me? What if I screw it up? And those all solidify the beliefs that we have about ourselves. So our procrastination is based on a belief that we have about ourselves. And just like behaviors can be a habit, like not working out or working out or not eating healthy or eating healthy, those are all habits. Procrastination is a habit. It's a habit of thought. When we think a thought long enough, it becomes a belief that we have about ourselves and it becomes part of our identity. So I've been saying to myself, I'm procrastinating. I'm a procrastinator. And that just reinforces that belief I have about myself, that identity. And my subconscious doesn't know the difference, whether it's true or not. And so it's like, oh, she believes she's a procrastinator. So we'll go with that. Let's just keep that because that's important to her. That's the way our subconscious works. It does what we tell it is important, and we tell it what's important through our words and our thoughts. We also think that things should be a certain way, and we've let our society, friends, and family tell us that we're procrastinating, that this is what procrastinating is. Maybe you shop in July and get all your Christmas shopping done, and you have them wrapped and they're hidden in the closet so no one finds them, right? And you're done. Like, you mark it off your list. And I wait until the week before. Maybe you would call me a procrastinator because I'm not doing it the way you do it. And so then I become labeled as a procrastinator, and I take that label on because it's not this certain way. And that becomes then my struggle of I'm a procrastinator. It becomes part of my identity. We've labeled procrastination as a bad thing, right? So now I'm wrong. I'm doing something wrong, and that makes me bad. It makes me bad according to someone's definition, someone's standard of what procrastination is and what we should be doing instead. But what really makes it wrong if I wait until the day my episode is due to get it done? Where's the harm in that, right? Unless I'm stressing about it for 2 weeks leading up to it, or if I go shopping a week before and I get it done, what's the harm in that? Again, unless I'm adding stress to my life, which I do to myself based on other external factors, like people say what I'm doing is wrong. So I'm basing it on other people's opinion. So now we've talked a bit about procrastination, what it is, what it isn't. What do we do about it? Where can you start? Keep in mind that you're not going to make a big shift overnight. You're not going to be a procrastinator one day and then not the next. We can't make this big of a shift overnight. But here's the thing about procrastination, is it's a habit. And habits are fueled by something. We can't belittle or berate ourselves into not procrastinating, because trying to fix procrastination is like, as my friend says, rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. We're not addressing the source. Procrastination isn't the problem. It's like taking an aspirin for a headache. It's not addressing the problem. Yes, the headache will probably go away, but what is causing the headache? Are you dehydrated? Are you not getting enough sleep? Are you stressed? Is something happening in your world that's creating this symptom, this headache? Procrastination is a symptom. So by me trying to use a calendar, use the commit to three, doing all the things to try and stop procrastinating, I was just focusing on the symptom. I wasn't focusing on what was causing me to procrastinate. So a little bit ago, I said that habits are fueled by something, and your procrastination is a habit. It's fueled by something. What is that thing? It's fueled by the feelings and emotions. That's what. It's fueled by those feelings and emotions that you're wanting to avoid. These feelings and emotions can be individual for every person, but as a general rule, as humans, we have this core fear of not being good enough. And that leads to the fear of rejection. That's at the basis probably for most everyone. Ultimately, if you pull the string, right, that's what's at the end of the string. That's where you're going to eventually get to, is this fear of not being liked, of being rejected, of being abandoned. And that's where it sounds really deep and harsh for a behavior that we have. But when we look at most behaviors that don't serve us, the reason we keep doing them is because of that. Overeating, right? If you pull the string, keep pulling it to get to what it's tied to, what's at the very base, what's at the core. Ultimately, it's going to be tied to, I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy. I have this fear of rejection. And so we do the behavior to avoid that feeling. And we think we're avoiding that feeling, right? We're avoiding that emotion. But what happens is that it becomes this cycle, right? I procrastinate because I'm avoiding this feeling. But then because I'm procrastinating, I beat myself up and I feel even worse about myself, which leads me to procrastinate more because I want to avoid the feeling. And it becomes this vicious cycle. And because we avoid doing whatever it is that we're trying to do, like eat healthier, for example, it just further accentuates that feeling of not being good enough. We tell ourselves, see, I did it again. Here's all the stuff that went through my brain over the last couple of weeks in preparing to do this episode and wanting to do it in a little bit different way than I've done in the past. So I had this idea 2 weeks ago that I'd talk about procrastination in my upcoming episode. I've had people come to me for help with procrastination. I have a client currently who that's the reason she came to me is because she realizes that procrastination is holding her back from being successful. And so for me, 2 weeks ago, I'm like, okay, I'm going to talk about procrastination. So the wheels start turning, right? What can I tell them about procrastination? And like, I want to make it a really powerful episode where lives are changed because I'm spewing all the juicy details that I've discovered about procrastination. And unbeknownst to me, while I'm doing this, I'm already putting all this pressure on myself about how perfect it has to be, that this episode has to be perfect. Then during the last couple of weeks, I listened to a couple of podcast episodes, other people's, on procrastination because I wanted to give you the most information that I could. And so now I have all these ideas coming in. I start taking notes here and there, and I read back on client notes so that I can share things that have transformed them. I pull the book Atomic Habits off my shelf because it talks about procrastination, and I realize that procrastination is a habit, and I want to know what James Clear has to say about this habit and how can I fix my own procrastination. And so over the last 2 weeks, this momentum and pressure is building. The stress is building to come up with this perfect episode on procrastination so that I can cure my own deal, because if I can't do it, how can I expect to talk about doing it, right? I need to come up with this episode that's perfect and let them know I have it all figured out. I have all the answers and I've cured procrastination. And I have a secret for you to cure it today by listening to this episode. And then before you know it, I have it on my calendar to write the episode. And then I don't get it written on that day. So then I move it to the next day. And then I move it to the next day. And I keep seeing it on my calendar and I keep telling myself, you're procrastinating. Because isn't that what you're supposed to do, is put it on your calendar, schedule it, make time for it, make it a priority, right? That's what I was told. It has to be a priority. So I do all of that. It's now a priority on my calendar, but it just keeps getting pushed forward. And I keep beating myself up because it's not getting done. So then it gets, again, pushed forward again and again. Then I ask myself, what is causing you to procrastinate on the very topic that you're talking about? You need to get this figured out. All this pressure, all this negative self-talk that I'm doing it again. And then there's like this judgment about that judgment. There's judgment about you can't be that vulnerable. You can't tell them you don't have it all figured out. So it's all this stress, all the pressure I have until Monday to figure it out and get all the answers and record this amazing episode where I'm going to reveal all of this to them and not show any of the vulnerability that went into it, because who would they think I am if I don't have everything perfected? And that's the life I lived. If it wasn't perfect, it shouldn't be done. So that's what led me to this habit of procrastination. The idea, the belief that if it wasn't perfect, I wouldn't be liked, I wouldn't be accepted. And the perfectionism came from people-pleasing, thinking I had to do something in a certain way to make someone else happy. Whether I was a kid, a teenager, taking a test in school, at a job, as an adult, everything needed to be perfect in order for me to fit in and be liked, be accepted, and be worthy of someone's attention and love. And this all leads me back to the whole fear of not being rejected, of being abandoned. And that's the core fear that most of us have. So again, we pull the string of procrastination to see what's at the core of it. And that's what it's attached to, is the fear, that fear of I'm doing it wrong. And if I'm doing it wrong, I won't be accepted. I won't be liked. And this all goes to me putting everything on external factors, on external circumstances. What does society say about procrastination? And what would they say about the way that I'm handling this? Is it going to be acceptable? Would they say that I'm doing it wrong? And you know, as humans and me, I don't want to be wrong. I don't want to do something wrong. But I don't look at what works for me. Does this work for me and my life and how I want to live? Am I basing it only on what other people think? When I live my life according to pleasing other people, making them happy, doing what I think they think I should be doing, then I am diminishing myself. I am going to tend to procrastinate because I never can figure out what is the right way to do things according to someone else's standards. I will stress myself out trying to be perfect according to what I think other people want based on the belief I have that I have to be that way in order to fit in. This is very self-defeating and actually traumatizing to not live life according to your own parameters, to live according to someone else's measurement, to their yardstick. The bottom line is, what's causing you to procrastinate isn't to avoid a task. It is to avoid a feeling, a belief that you have about yourself. So what are you hearing in this episode? Remember, if you put things off, you're not lazy. It's not a lack of priorities. It's a habit based on a belief. It's become part of your identity. And the beautiful thing is that can be changed to be whatever you want it to be. I'm curious, how will you look at procrastination differently after listening to this episode? I'd love to know what came up for you. The beliefs we have about ourselves are based on each of our own histories and experiences and are individual for each of us. Sometimes we don't even know the beliefs are there because they've been running in the background for so long. But we all have them, and they're the foundation that our life is built on. If we continue to live from where we are right now, we will never really grow. One of the biggest pieces of transformation, meaning changing something in your life, is shedding our current identity, the beliefs you have, because beliefs are what drive your behaviors. So if you're not getting what you want in your life and you would love to change that, let's have a chat to see how I can help you. Maybe one-on-one coaching would best serve you, or maybe the Me First community is a great resource for you to join. Nothing changes until something changes. My calendar link is in the episode description if you're ready. I'll close with this quote by James Clear from his awesome book called Atomic Habits. James says, "When your behavior and your identity are fully aligned, you are no longer pursuing behavior change. You are simply acting like the type of person you already believe yourself to be." Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon. Thank you for spending time with me today. To continue on your journey of mastering midlife, click the link in the description to download my free guide, 20 Ways to Say No Without Feeling Guilty. See you in the next episode.